Welcome back to the Midday Show, and it is a pleasure to welcome the very talented musician Hiroya Sukamoto to the Midday Show. Hi, Hiroya.
Hi, Adam. Thanks for having me.
What a pleasure after all these months of our corresponding.
That's right.
I feel like you're a very
Finally.
close, right? You're a close friend now. All right, let me read a little bit of your bio off your website, which is, by the way, people. As you will become a fan of Hiroya's music. So you can always visit HiroyaTsukamoto.com to learn all about Hiroya and to hear his music and see where he's performing. For instance, he'll be at the Muse in Rosendale this Sunday, the 21st, the Sunday before Christmas, at 2:30 p.m. performing his guitar. It's just guitar solo, correct?
But I sing too.
You sing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I sing
Another
and
hidden talent. All
I
right.
do stories too.
Great. So it's a whole presentation in a sense. Hiroya is a one-of-a-kind composer,
Yeah.
guitarist, and singer-songwriter. There it is, from Kyoto, Japan. He began playing the five-string banjo when he was 13 and took up the guitar shortly after. In 2000, Hiroya received a scholarship to Berklee College of Music, where he formed his own group in Boston called. Let me see if I can correctly pronounce this. Interoceanic. Or
Yeah.
Interoceanico?
Yeah, it's Spanish, Oceanico, Interoceanico. But
Oceanico.
we
Oh,
call it Interoceanico.
Interoceanico. Say that again.
That's right.
Which consists of unique
Yeah.
musicians from different continents, including Latin Grammy Colombian singer Marta Gomez. The group released three acclaimed records, and Hiroya has released five solo albums, which is really quite an accomplishment. Be leading concerts internationally. So you perform elsewhere, not just in Rosendale, New York, apparently. So, all right. Well, so first tell me, how did you get introduced to music as such a young child?
I think my family, my parents liked music, and I mean they play music but as a hobby, and they always play some records at home. So, and in elementary school in Japan, I grew up in Japan,
Right.
we learned a recorder. So which
Yeah,
I
I me too.
you too yeah
Yeah.
too so I love the recorder very much before playing a string instrument.
Yes. So
That
you learn
was
music theory, I'm guessing, and how to read music.
kind of, I mean, elementary school, so basic stuff though.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you finally, obviously, there was the banjo. Right, the five-string banjo, but then you quickly found that the guitar was like an extension of your physical self, is my guess.
So
Is that how
banjo,
you feel when you're playing?
yeah, that's my goal basically. Yeah, so it's like a device to express myself, and then yeah, I mean it's still I practice, and yeah, it's a lifetime goal, you know.
To always get better and I mean, better, yes, technically, but also how else? Question mark.
Yes, so I don't know, like sometimes, when I wake up, I sometimes feel like a beginner too, even though I've
That's
been playing for a
humbling.
long
That's
time.
humbling.
Yeah. And then, yeah, so basically, yeah, I want to just express myself without thinking about technical aspect or notes, like I just want to play as I hear in my head, that's
Yeah, that's fantastic. What a, you, do you have moments? Have you had moments where that you've done that yet?
sometimes, yeah, when I play live shows, I have moments I can play naturally.
I think a lot of times when you're in the audience and you're watching a beautiful show and you're moved as an audience member, you're moved and you're like so excited. And you've seen something really special, but
Yeah.
you don't necessarily always think about that the musician might be going through something similar.
That's true. Yeah.
Are you still watching other performers? Are you still like excited to see other musicians? And do you go out to see a lot of music?
Yeah, I used to go a lot, but I have two kids now, and
Oh,
then
yeah.
it's becoming harder, but
Sure.
especially since last year, me and my wife, we cannot go together, but we separately go to
Yeah.
see live shows because we live in New York City, so
Oh, you do
we
live in New
love
York City.
we love especially like intimate jazz clubs, and we sometimes
Yes,
go to
Joe's
the
Pub.
Joe's Pub,
Yeah.
Village Vanguard,
Right.
those small old
Sure.
jazz club. We love that kind of thing.
Yeah. Have you had the opportunity to play at either of those places?
No, but I played in Blue Note
Yeah.
several
Right.
times with the project.
Well, that's an iconic venue, right? In the in almost, I guess you could still call it the West Village, technically. Certainly,
Right.
it's still on. Is it, what is it?
West 4th, I
West 4th or
think.
3rd? Yeah, fantastic. And but to our great benefit, Hiroya will be playing guitar and singing and storytelling at the Muse in Rosendale on Sunday, this coming Sunday, the 21st
The
at 2:30 p.m.
21st.
Is there anything else you want to tell folks
Yeah,
about the
so
show?
the Muse is a great intimate venue, where I played last summer for the first time. And it's a beautiful, like, intimate space and like wooden wall. And then also this show is my last show in this year. So I played maybe like 120 shows this year. And this is my
Wow.
final one, so I'm just gonna play my best for this final show in the 2025.
Yeah, I was at the Muse for the first time not so long ago, and I can let people know that it is a really special spot.
It is.
It's a intimate space, but and the sound is fantastic. So, a lot of light. It's going to be great. Go see Hiroya Tsukamoto on Sunday at the Muse in Rosendale. And you'll have to come back and visit again for another conversation, I hope.
To the radio station, yeah.
Yeah, stop by, please.
I'd like
We'd love
to.
to have you play in the studio.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah.
You have to book a venue on a weekend. I mean, on a weekday, I beg your pardon. So I'm here.
Okay.
But
Yeah,
anyway, it's great to meet you, and I really do mean it when I say I look forward to doing it again, Hiroya. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for coming on.
thanks
So
so much,
right now,
Aaron.
before we got on the phone, I played your song "Leaving Again," and now we'll play after we say goodbye. We'll play "Wide Clear Sky," which is the case
Great.
today as I look out the window.
Yeah.
Have a great show
Thank you.
at the Muse. All right, and I'll see you soon.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. All right,
Thank
98.1
you.
KZE.